this word. If you're at a party like you were last night, maybe you sit down to the piano and begin to play, and the people begin
to sing.
Okay. And the ing form of that, do people
singing?
Yeah. And if somebody tells a joke, people start
to laugh.
Or
laughing.
Yeah. All right. What about this phrase? Say if somebody offers to do you a favor, you might decline and say, "Well, I appreciate that, but I just don't want to be
bothered."
Or,
"Oh, you know,
I don't want to be to you or to anyone
a burden."
Okay, burden. Do you ever hear beholden to anybody or obligated?
Oh, yes.
Which of those?
I've heard both.
Okay. Want to say
that? Well, okay. Beholding, yeah. Obligated.
Yeah, since you're familiar with it. Mm-hmm. All right. And kind of fill in the blank here. If somebody asks you to do something and you are able to do it, you might say, "Sure, I do that.
I will."
Or
can.
Yeah. Or on the other hand, if you're not able to, you might say, "Sorry, but I
cannot."
Or
will not.
Or contracted form of cannot, I
can't.
All right. Okay. Let's say if you see a very bad wreck, you get to the scene quickly, and you might tell somebody, "Well, there's no need to call an ambulance because the victim is
dead."
Okay. Or is something dead? Kind of, the victim was blank dead. That's not very clear. Is it already dead or?
Already. Well, already dead.
Yeah, okay. Do you hear people, maybe some of your students, saying so and so was done dead?
No.
That just doesn't ring
a
bell at all. Okay. All right, this phrase, say if a farmer's looking at his corn and it's especially short this year, you might say, "Well, that's funny. At this time of year, it'd be taller."
Stalks.
What now?
Stalks. A stalk.
I don't understand.
A stalk of corn. A stalk.
Oh, I see. I see. I had something completely different in mind. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Let me rephrase this. He's puzzled by the fact that his corn is so short
mm-hmm.
this year because it's usually very tall.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Well, that's funny. At this time of year, the corn blank to be taller."
Should be.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Let's say if a young boy dares another one to do something, he might say, "Well, I dare you to run through that graveyard at night, but I'll bet you
won't do it."
Yeah, okay. Is there any way that you would use, or how would you use the negative of dare? If you had to use the word dare in a negative sense, I'll bet you what do that.
I bet you won't do that.
Okay, but if you had to use the word dare, there.
I dare you to do that.
But in a negative sense.
Well, that is negative. In the sense that I don't feel you're going to do
it. Well, yeah, I see your point. I'm thinking of something like, have you ever heard people use the word dare, or I'll bet you dare not do that.
Or a double dog dare you, that sort of
thing.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which one of those would you be likely to use, do you think? Would you ever say dare?
Well, dare, yeah, I would say dare. I dare you to do that. I don't believe you will do that.
Mm-hmm. But not daren't.
No.
For dare not.
No.
All right, say if a young child is being talked to by his mother, she might say, if he's been misbehaving, "Well, you're not doing what you to do."
Should do.
Okay. Would you ever use any other word there? He's not doing what he
ought to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the negative of that, if a boy got a whipping, you might say, "Well, I'll bet he did something he
should not have done."
All right. How would you express?
Ought not have done.
Yeah. Okay.